Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It's a Tuesday morning, and I'm telling you right now, do not go to work today.
No.
Just say, call in and say, listen, I heard the WIP Morning Show is going to be, like, amazing. I got to hear the whole thing. And say, I'll come in later, or just I'll take a personal day. That's
smart
how
advice.
Good this show will be. You know why, Jonesy? I realized why. All these years, it finally occurred to me. When in crisis, that's when our show really gets good.
Yes, it does.
And this city right now is in crisis. In fact, later in the show, just to kind of remind us that last night Jonesy did the Flyers game, he's wearing exactly what he wore on TV last evening.
Yeah.
Same, he did. In fact, I'll be honest with you, I can kind of smell it.
Al has the same thing on, too, by the way.
Al was there, too?
Yeah, that's the shirt he had on.
Yeah, yeah, who wears the same clothes 2 days in a row? It's not a good thing.
It would be hard to tell if Al does it.
I know he would.
Know.
Well, they're all wrinkled anyway.
He does have the same shirt on.
But we got, listen to this. At 7 o'clock, Howard Eskin, who was on the sideline for the meltdown on Sunday. And if that weren't enough to get his report, what was going on in the fourth quarter where the Eagles blew that lead against Carolina? Last night, Rhea Hughes and Howard Eskin got into a huge public blowout.
Whatever.
You got into a shouting match with Eskin. Did you not, Rhea?
Yes.
You did, and it was over what?
It was over Doug Peterson and his play caller.
Well, we're going to get to that in a second.
Go.
But I don't have to tell you that that thing will be resumed at 7 on this show. Advantage Hughes. She will outdo it. Al, 7:25. Yeah, that's a big London week for the Eagles, even though they blew that game. We are having on a man who has gotten a free trip to England because he's an idiot.
Huh?
Jigar Desai, Al, the famous fan last year during the NFC Championship week ran to try to catch a subway and smashed his face and body into a pole and was unconscious.
Well, I hope he minds the gap over there.
The video went, Al, viral.
Viral, yeah.
And Al, that is his claim to fame now.
Yes.
And he got a free trip because I think they want to reenact it in the Tube, which is their subway system in London.
Got to be careful there.
This guy, Al, is it better to never be known at all? Or to be known as an American idiot.
You want to be an idiot in this day and age.
Personally, I'd rather lay low.
You're not doing a good job of it.
8 o'clock, Al. Portrait of an American Fraud. Mitch Albom. Guess what his new book, The Next Five People You Meet in Heaven or whatever that is. You know where that is ranked right now in the New York Times bestseller list?
No.
It's number one.
Here you go.
Is it really?
Another bestseller.
There you go.
Mitch Albom will be in studio. He's at Tuesdays with Maury. He is the best-selling author in the history of Philadelphia writing.
Wow.
He is the most popular writer ever.
Wow.
And he's not here to talk about the book.
What's
we told him he was, but he's not.
Oh, what's he here talking about?
He covered Jim Schwartz in Detroit. He was a columnist when Jim Schwartz was the coach of the Lions.
And we didn't tell him we were going to talk about this?
Nope. No, I didn't tell him any of that.
He's not going to be happy.
I was informed.
He's not happy.
I have no choice.
You
this is
to.
The only day Jim Schwartz talks.
It's a Tuesday, and it happens to be a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday with Schwartzy.
Yes. Tuesday with Schwartzy. Right
special
here.
Day.
So Mitch Albom, the great, and then Al, at 8:30, or what I'm sensing as a exciting sequence, WIP's own David Urim got dissed yesterday by Doug Peterson, slapped down by a feisty, angry Eagles coach. Dave will be on at 8:30 while Mitch is still here, Al, to get tips on how to handle with a public diss. And then at 9 o'clock, Brian Billick, the Super Bowl champion coach of the Baltimore Ravens, now an analyst for the NFL Network.
One with defense.
And Al, he kind of, I love Brian, but he kind of comes off as a little arrogant, right?
He's got a sailboat,
Does
he won a Super Bowl.
Does winning a Super Bowl make you arrogant? because what I heard yesterday with Doug Peterson was an arrogance I had not heard before. I had not heard during his time on our show yesterday. Did he not? Jonesy said to me after we went to the break, after Peterson was out, said, he knows how to handle that.
Yeah, he
handled it great.
Yeah.
And we all said he did a really good job in handling very tough questions about his strategies, the collapse of his defense, third and two, the no runs in the final quarter of the game, all that stuff. He handled it all with class and dignity.
He did.
And then he went to his own news conference and did the exact opposite.
Yeah.
He could not have come across as a bigger jackass than he did in that news conference yesterday.
Surprising. It's surprising based on what he did in the morning. Yeah.
I was shocked, and I'm trying to get to the bottom of why Doug Peterson reacted that way to the media when the same questions were asked by us. These are the most important questions, and he was terrible with them. I'll start with this. I'll start with the fact that he's getting heavy criticism.
Yeah.
When you blow a 17-point lead at home against the wind, the other team's against the wind, you're going to get criticized in any city, aren't you?
Yeah.
In any city?
Yeah.
He seems surprised by it. Here's Doug.
When you win games, we're not talking about this stuff because winning cures everything, right? Winning cures we're not winning, so now everything's exposed. So now we're going to sit here and scrutinize every little thing when these things were not being, you know, we were actually making these plays a year ago.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
That's like a Captain Obvious thing.
If you lose the game in a city that loves football the way we do, no one's going to question it? We're not going to scrutinize it? What's a little thing? The third and two call, is that a little thing?
No.
Was it a little thing that no one covered anyone in the fourth quarter? Was that a little thing?
Kind of a big deal.
It was a non-answer what he just gave, though.
It was an asinine answer.
But he's just telling you what happens when you lose, and that is what happens when you lose. I mean, it's an obvious
this
statement.
This is shocking to him?
That's the part that's concerning.
That's one. So that's bizarre. All right. Yes. Now, this thing came up, and this stat cannot be rolled out enough. 14 plays after 17-0 lead, 13 ultimate passes. Mm-hmm. Whether they were 13 pass calls or not, yesterday he tried to tell me there was some run options in there. Mm-hmm. Why don't you just run and not make it an option? Mm-hmm. Why don't you run the football? You did that with Smallwood the one time, and he got 8 yards. It's the only time you ran the whole sequence from 17-0 to the end of the game, all right? And he asked yesterday, listen to his answer on why they didn't run more.
You know, the running game, we were just a little off up front. You know, missed a couple double teams. There's, you know, those two dudes are about 700 pounds in there. You know, those are big guys.
Aren't they always 700 pounds? Doesn't every team have big dudes in the middle? Isn't that why you're in the middle of the defensive line? Because you're big dudes? Where were the two 700-pound guys, combined on the one run they had for 8 yards?
Yeah.
How do you know it won't work if you don't do it?
Wow.
Arrogant? Al, tell me what... Is that a stupid comment?
Not as stupid as the first one.
All right, fine. Now, we're not here to rant them. This is a massive stupidity.
Yeah.
It's not one or two things.
Not a great answer.
All right, now this next one, tell me if this is logical. Al, now he's explaining why he's getting criticism. Listen.
It's coming down to like 2-3 plays, and we're sitting here at 5-2, you know, instead of 3-4. So, I mean, we're only talking about a couple of plays, and this thing's different. We're talking a whole another deal. So this team, I got so much confidence in this football team and this coaching staff that we're going to get this fixed.
Jonesy, please. Jonesy is recoiling right now.
That's unreal,
though. He's recoiling.
I'm shocked by the way he's answering this.
No,
I mean, that stuff,
what he's doing, though,
what he's doing is that's a conversation you would have with yourself.
Yes.
And nobody else.
But, Jonesy.
That's what you would tell yourself.
I'll be real specific. They are two plays away from being 1-6.
I watched two of the teams they played and beat play last night.
They're
both awful.
They're both
Atlanta and the Giants.
And the Giants.
Both teams couldn't screw it up enough.
Rhea, the Eagles are two plays away from being 1-6.
You are what your record says you are, I think a famous coach once said.
I mean, it's unbelievable that he's going to a couple of plays with 5-2. That's not good.
I was six inches taller and prettier last year.
No, that is just... All right, now listen to this next one. This next one will really charm you, All right. They only blitzed three times in the last 24 snaps. They never got near Cam Newton. The media wanted to blitz him more. Now, this is a longer answer, but it's an answer that is really arrogant about why they did not blitz more with the game on the line. Listen to this.
Do you think they ran enough blitzes down in the last two drives?
Blitzes?
Yeah.
Is it going to change the outcome of the game? You're asking me, should I run the ball more? Should we blitz more? What do you want me to, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Why is it crazy to ask if you should run the ball more or if the defense should blitz more? Why is that? Why do you perceive
Well, I mean, now you're getting into game plan stuff and you're getting into scheme and you guys aren't in there watching the tape like we are for, you know, 18 hours a day and putting the game plans together. And it's easy to sit in a press box and say, hey, they should run the ball. Come down and stand on the sideline with me and make decisions. You know, I should run it here. I should pass it here. Let's throw a screen here. Let's get the quarterback out of the pocket right here. Oh no, there's 15 seconds left on the clock. I mean, so, you know, until you're down there with me on the sideline making in-game decisions, then, you know, I guess you can ask all you want.
No, what do you want to say? Then go bleep yourself. Now, what he wanted to say then was, "Then go bleep yourself."
What is he doing?
And I got to just tell you, that's as bad as it gets in this city, right there. That answer. First of all, I didn't need to wait till 15 seconds before the clock ran down to say 3rd and 2. I'm going to run the damn ball and get the first down. I wouldn't have needed that. And you know what? If I only got 1 yard, it's 4th and 1. I'm going to do the same thing I did on every short yardage play that worked the whole game. I'm going to quarterback sneak. Carson Wentz, get the first down, use my timeout. I got 30 seconds left and 4 plays to get in the end zone from the 10-yard line. All right? This is not, I don't need 18 hours of film study to know how stupid the strategy was at the end of the game.
Yes.
I don't know it. And you know what else, Al? He's hiding behind the fact that Wentz should have checked off on the throw 3rd down, down the middle to Alshon Jeffery. He should have dumped it off to Smallwood. Why don't you call a play that doesn't require that instantaneous reaction? Because Wentz is acknowledging that was probably a better play, but in the moment, he didn't make it.
Yeah.
Just call the best play. Stop with this option crap and get the first down. Run the ball. I don't need Jonesy. First of all, 18 hours a day of tape is garbage.
It's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. But
if that's all they're doing for 18 hours a day, then they are wasting their time based on what I see.
But if they're doing that as a fan, that is the question you would like to ask. What are you seeing in the film? Like, we're not there to do it. You are, so answer the question.
Doc, I'm going to talk directly to you for a second. If no one's asking these questions, it's because no one cares, at which point you don't have a job and you don't have a league. The reason you have this is because people care and they ask these questions and you are supposed to answer them with some knowledge and respect, and you didn't do that yesterday. He didn't do
it. Clearly he did.
And here's the thing. I know he's capable of it because he did it here.
Yeah, that's really strange.
He did it here.
I don't know what happened.
The way he answered the questions here, well, you didn't have to agree with them, but he gave you logical, respectful answers. What is this crap?
I don't know. What was this crap? He was so good. He's always been so good.
Is this bad or not?
This is awful.
It's brutal.
It makes you feel like it's a miracle he won a Super Bowl.
It's brutal. You know, I got one more. I just want to play this for y'all because it's sad to me. David Urim.
Our David Urim. Yes.
We brought him into this world.
Well, we didn't.
The media world.
You might have.
David was our intern.
Yes.
David is a newscaster. David is a talk show host.
Yes. Nice young
David
man.
David is very prominent at KYW. I believe he was there as a KYW reporter yesterday. And he asked the question that has come up every single week this season. Mm-hmm. And that is the Frank Reich, John DeFilippo thing. Do you want to hear Dave get slapped aside by the coach?
Not really.
Ladies and gentlemen, our own David Urim.
He has so much confidence in his football team and his coaching staff that we're going to get this fixed.
Just to follow up, there's outside speculation that with the departure of Coach Reich and DeFilippo, they're wondering the effect of that on decision-making in-game.
Listen, I've addressed that, and I'm not going to address it anymore. I'm done with that one.
Right, gave him the back of his hand. I won't even discuss it.
Oh, jeez.
Get out of my sight, loser.
I don't blame him on that one.
That one's okay. That one
that's
you get.
Maybe
that,
so.
That's
maybe
kind of, so.
David is a nice
that's
guy.
That's an attack by you,
David,
Ram. That's
David
a secret
will be on
mission
later
attack.
In the show, Al, what to address the situation.
I don't care.
David that's, will be on. That a, is
I
raw.
Can't believe
now,
he asked
that.
That
sounded like a head
I
coach.
I didn't know it either.
That took some guts.
It took some guts.
That's a gutsy question.
And he probably won't be doing that again because he got slapped aside by that. He's a pow.
He's talking to himself all night, I guarantee it.
Anyway, wow. All right, I got amazing prizes today, Al. I got Brandon Graham jersey and autographed football. Right? That's because Brandon Graham and John Ritchie tonight will be at the grand opening of Xfinity Retail Store on City Avenue in Philadelphia. I got a $75 gift card to IKEA. Ooh. I got tickets to Trevor Noah, big time ticket. He's very popular. I got tickets to Rodney McLeod's Boloween Bash. Which Rhea knows
that's
all
great.
About,
yes.
Right? Rhea was with Rodney last night.
Yes,
Al, he is the most, if we could have one player back, I think it would be Rodney. We need him.
Mm-hmm.
And four-pack of tickets to see Conklin's comedy show tomorrow night at the Parks Casino. All those things in play. Today, believe it or not, every day now there's something. Al, today is National TV Talk Show Host Day.
TV talk show host. Okay.
Think of all the great ones.
I think I know some.
Our list is together here of the greatest talk show hosts on television in history, past or present. Get on the list. Top five win you one of those prizes, including the Graham Prize and the IKEA Prize. Those are great prizes. Get on now. It's an open board. And I want you to understand something, callers, when you call in today. When Doug Peterson is abusing the media the way he did yesterday, he's disrespecting you. The media are a conduit for you. Those questions that they were asking yesterday are the questions you've been asking on WIP. You did nonstop the whole day yesterday, and the coach slapped you the way he slapped the media when he acted that way. Now, you may be on the media side. Go ahead. Fine. But you may be on Doug's side.
Yeah.
Go ahead, fine.
Well, yeah, it's easy.
That was horrible, the way he handled that yesterday.
It was concerning.
It was brutal. 888-729-9494, pound 9494, your AT&T of Verizon Silver. How do you do that to Dave Uram? WIP Sports Time is 617.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.